I want to take this time to get something off my chest, to right the most terrible wrong. You see, there's so much craziness going on in the world right now that sometimes things just slip through the cracks, and it's terrible when it does. You see, you've got this debt ceiling deal between these immature school children buffoons that is so distracting in Washington, D.C. You've got this NFL lockout that's now not a lockout. You got these free agents going here and free agents not going there. There's just craziness. So I want to pause and just take a second, because I've had the most tumultuous weekend. You see, this weekend, Sheldon Benjamin declared war on me on Twitter. And Charlie Haas, his tag team partner, recruited Olympic gold medalist Kurt Angle on Twitter. There were 6 billion people on the planet when Kurt won a gold medal. None of them could beat him. What chance do I have? So I'm going to raise the white flag. I am just going to flat out apologize. Now, I'm not apologizing for some of the recent things I've done, like saying Prince Charles leaving Diana for Camilla would be like Prince William leaving Kate for Snooki, or for saying the Winnipeg Jets should be the Winnipeg Poos after the most famous person from Winnipeg, with Chris Jericho a very close second, Winnie the Pooh. That way their cheerleaders could have half shirts and no bottoms, much like the Golden Bear of A.A. Milne. That would be rocking, and that's not worth apologizing for. What I'm apologizing for is for not saying thank you faster to the world's greatest tag team for being trailblazers. You see, I have said, much to my disgrace, some terrible things about these two fine collegiate All-Americans and great tag team. I said that Sheldon Benjamin, when he painted his hair yellow, they looked like Butch Reed's dad. And I said about Charlie going bald that in Texas we don't put a roof on empty barn. I even said when Moses parted the Red Sea that these guys were there fishing. They're so old. So I want to take this time right now to say I'm sorry for not saying thank you to you guys quicker. Because you see, if you guys hadn't blazed the trail, when Ron Simmons and I came along, there weren't, except for the Dudleys and ECW, other mixed tag teams. You see, Samoans with Samoans. You had Puerto Ricans with Puerto Ricans. Japanese with Japanese. Cowboys with Cowboys. Indians with Indians. And so forth. There just wasn't a mixed tag team. You guys broke the mold. You guys were Jackie Robinson. We're Lou Brock. We're Hank Aaron. We're following in your footsteps. I can still remember growing up and watching you two guys with Bronco Lubitz as the referee against the Valiant Brothers. The physicality of you versus Brody and Hanson. The high flying of you guys against the Killer Bees. Oh, you've done so much for this business, and you've done so much for us. I just want to thank you really, really, really old guys, and tell you that I'm sorry that I didn't say thank you quicker, because from the bottom of my heart, thank you, because if it weren't for you, there would be no us. So there you have it. Our war is officially over.